Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey to consumers in Jacksonville area, and this is about the water service in your area. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. And first, how would you rate the overall job DEA does providing its services to your home? Would you say very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
How would I rate the service to my home from who?
The GEA.
GEA? What is that?
It's about the water services.
Oh, GEA?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're... Oh, yes. It's expensive, but it's good.
Would you say it's very positive or somewhat positive?
Do you have a neither positive or not negative?
Thank you so much. And does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
Yes.
Thank you. And could you please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative in the following areas? Let me start with the cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water. Would you say that is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. And what?
Go ahead.
Thank you. And what about being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely? Would you say
yes.
That is very positive, somewhat, or negative?
Yes. Very positive.
Thank you so much. And what about that can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment? Would you say very positive, negative, or neutral?
Very positive.
Thank you. And what about operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way?
Very positive.
Thank you so much. And what about being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outage?
They're very good. I would say positive, not very positive, but positive.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what about the quality of the water for drinking?
It's very positive. Delicious.
Thank you. And can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water?
Yes. I believe so.
Okay. And what about providing reliable service?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the GEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Would you say very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I would say somewhat positive. It's still a little expensive, but it's very, you know, considering not having it, it's positive.
Okay. And how would you rate the GEA's electric service on each of the following? Generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way. Would you say very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. What about providing reliable service? Would you say very, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And the cost you pay for electricity given at all provides to your household?
Say again, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the cost you pay for electricity given all it provides to your household, it is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, below a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. You can please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each. Let's start with clean water. Are you very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, what about underground water shortage?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. What about the Floridan aquifer?
I'm very familiar with those.
And what about the federal government safety standards?
Very familiar.
Thank you. What about the national drinking water standards?
I'm very, very familiar.
Okay, thank you. And what about the recycled water? Very, somewhat, or not familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
And what about the purified water?
Purified water, I know, yes. I'm somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And used water?
And what water?
Used water.
Used water, I'm not familiar with what they do with that.
Okay, thank you so much. Second answer, if your reaction to each is positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, what is your reaction with clean water? Is positive, somewhat, neutral,
positive,
or negative?
Yes, positive.
And what about the underground water shortage?
Somewhat positive.
The Floridan aquifer?
Positive.
The federal government safety standards?
Positive.
The national drinking water standards?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. And the recycled water?
Positive.
And the purified water?
Positive.
Thank you so much. Have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0.
No, not familiar with that.
Okay. Here is some further information about the new GEA water purification process. The drinking water provided in the Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by the GEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project?
I would support it.
Thank you. And JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its systems for three reasons. First, because the state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Second, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. And third, the purified water return to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure, and drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation?
I would support it.
Thank you so much. What do you like most or sounds best to you about the JEA's H2.0 program, in your own words?
The ability to continue to provide clean, safe water for decades to come. So that
my children
and grandchildren have something to drink.
Thank you so much. What do you dislike most or sounds bad about the JEA's H2.0 program, in your own words, if any?
There's nothing I don't like about it.
Okay. Let me record it. Thank you so much for that. Following up, opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by GEA may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary, since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed, and the messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed but risky and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose GEA's used water reclamation and purification project?
I would still support it.
Thank you. In response to the opponents labeling the H2.0 program as toilet to tap, supporters said this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water, along with all other used water resources coming out of a home, and puts it through fire purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government requirement and standards. Then, this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as a tap water to the households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? The opponent who says this toilet-to-tap program should be stopped, or the supporter who says this level is misleading and grown because H2.0 project is safe?
I don't think it's misleading. I think it should be supported.
Okay. Thank you so much. Lastly, here is a short list of statements about GEA's H2.0 project. Answer, please, if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Let's start with water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation that removes chemicals and bacteria from the water. That is a positive, neutral, or negative reaction?
Positive.
Thank you. The H2.0 program will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. For you, it's a very somewhat neutral or negative reaction.
Very positive. Very positive.
While GEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. For you, it's very positive, somewhat neutral, negative.
Positive. Very
Thank
positive.
You. Thank you. GEA's H2.0 process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came, but even more pure. For you, it's very somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, okay? Under H2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean drinking water standard. Would you say very, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Very, very. They should exceed it. That's good.
Okay. Since population growth in Northeast Florida is not slowing down anything soon, this H2.0 program to replenish the clean water supply in the aquifer will help make sure we don't run out of drinking water. For you, it's very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Putting GEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. Would you say very positive? Okay.
Yes.
As part of the H2.0 plan, GEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. This for you is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Implementing H2.0 actually saves GEA customers money because the cost of difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water given new tougher government regulations and Northeast Florida's growth will be higher without H2.0 in place. For you, that is very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Very positive also.
Thank you. While they are using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement the process. For you, it's very positive, somewhat neutral,
yes,
and negative.
Yes. Very positive. That's excellent.
Thank you so much. And lastly, given everything you have learned about JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. Just a few questions for classification purposes only. We're almost done, okay? May I please know your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in your current home? 10 years, 11 to 20? I'm sorry?
4 years.
4 years. Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
I have 2 years of college.
Okay,
so I have an associate's degree. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Well, with this, we complete the survey. I do appreciate your kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a good evening. Bye-bye now.
You too. Take care.